We are on Daf, Lamed Gimel, Amad Aleph. Six lines from the top. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shema Mino, Mid Rav Shimon Ben Lokish, Kizamnin Yisrael Al Bnei Ma'ayim, that one is permitted to invite a Yid to eat the Bnei Ma'ayim, that were Geshochtim, but you cannot invite a goy to eat b'nei ma'ayim from a behemah. My time, Yisrael the b'shchita tal yemilse, by a yid b'shchita tal yemilse. So the iser eva min achai falls off through shchita, even though the behemah is still mefarches. Is given the ike shchita mal yosa, so since one made a proper shchita, ishtirilu. So the bnei ma'ayin became mutter with the shchita. Oivdei keichovim de mechire sagiluhu, or bemise tal yemilse hanei keeva minachai domi. Now we'll come back to this gemara, but just let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Zot Rashi midrash lokish. Da oma kiven shenechtach kone avireye kemanche bedikula. Rish Lokish said, amirdike chidish. Rish Lokish said that after the kone was kishochtim, so the reye is kemanche bedikula. It is considered that the reye is mufresh from the behemoth. And therefore, if a nekev will occur in the reye, it will not be matrif the behemoth. Shmamino. So from Divrei Reish Lakish, Shmamino. E mezamnim oivet kechovim al bnei me'ayim. Mishum reye. Because of the reye. Bahavi kimi shahitziya mina behemoth. If Reish Lakish said such a concept, Reish Lakish said such a concept by Areye, that it's keman the manche bedikule domi, that it's like muvdol from the behemoth, is the havi kimi shahitziya min habehemoth. So it's just like it was taken out from the behemoth, while the behemoth was still alive, was still mefaches. By an eved kechovim, shchite will not be matter the iser eva minachai. Shlei huskera shchite etzloi. So the shchita was never mentioned by a goy. Ve'eva min achai nesel lahem. Ve'in yoytzin lahem ve'eva min achai ad shetomus. Till the behemoth will die. So kozman the behemoth is alive. It's considered eva min achai for a goy. Avali Yisrael yotzusa ve'eva min achai al yedei shchitosa. So the concept of kimanche bedikulo is equivalent kiilu it was taken away from the behemoth. That the kemisha hitziya mina behemoth ba'idim afachesus was taken away from the behemoth, and the behemoth lemaise is still alive. The behemoth is still alive. So by a yid, since there's a concept of shchita is mata the isareve minachai. So feel that the behemoth is still alive, but there's no isareve minachai. By a goy, there's no concept of shchita. So memele, the reye was separated from the behemoth when it was still mefarches, and the behemoth was still alive, the memele, the rei is also als eva minachai. That is the memre of Ravache bar Yaakov. Now, before we return to Rashi, I just like to mention a ha'ore that the Rosh Yosef makes and others make. Let's go back to the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, "My time, Yisrael the Beshchite Tal Yemilse, even the Ike Shchite Mal Yose, Ishterlu Oivet Kechove, Ishterlu." So it became Mutter, the Shchite is Mater, the Yisrael even Menachai, even though it's still alive. Oivet Kechovem, the Menachire Sagi Lahu, Ubemise Tal Yemilse. So this statement, the Mechire Sagi Lahu, the Reish Yosef says he doesn't understand what the Gemara says. There's a Leimotzinu Bishum Mokem, the Benoyach Mitzuv Ala Nechire. No such a Benechire Sagi Lahu. So, and if you learn the Gemara error, that means he doesn't have to shech, but he has to, but he has to make Nechire. So, if he has to make Nechire, So it's similar to Ayid. So just like Ayid, that after Shechita, the Yisra'eva Menachai falls off. So by God, after Nechira, the Yisra'eva Menachai falls off. So what's right in the problem? The Mechira Sagilu. So he doesn't understand the Lashon HaGemara. But me said Tal Yemilse. Look, that's the vote. By God, the Yisra'eva Menachai falls off. There's no din by Nechira. He has to make Nechira. And after Nechir it's finished. But Misa Tal Yemilse, when it's dead, God Rashi doesn't mention Bechlal, Nechir. And she says, Vein Yoytel Amidei Minachai Ad Shetomus. Kozman it's alive. It's Eve Minachai. And now, there are a few Ha'oris and Rashi and on the Gemara Bechlal. There's a ha'ore, Rashi says, Shma mino, according to Reish Lakish, that there's a cheshben kemancha bedikula. So therefore, ein mezamnim leiv kechom la'abnei me'ayim mishum reye. So, they asked the Kasha, why does Rashi have to speak about the Reye? L'chayre, Pshad is like this. The Behema, both Simonim. So now, L'chayre, we understood. When Yeshech the Kone, the Reye is Kemand the Mancha B'dikula. When Yeshech the Veshe, so the Bnei Mayim are Kemand the Mancha B'dikula. I mean, the Chiddush of Reish Lakish was that the organs which are dependent on the simonim, so when the simonim get severed, so the organs are command the mancha b'dikula. That's l'chayre the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. So if you'll shech the veishit, so the b'nei ma'ayim, you shechted the kone and the veishit, it's geshochet, it's mefarches. So now the shaila is a goy el, so the bnei ma'ayim became nifrash from the behemah through the shchitas haveshit, and the behemah is still alive, it's still mafarches. So the loshim bnei ma'ayim is very good. You can't invite a goy to eat the bnei ma'ayim. Lav davke the reyah. Rashi says the reyah. Mishum reyah. So the Chiddushi Aran says Amoyre de Kezach. The Chiddushi Aran says that the whole concept of Keman de Mancha Bedikula Dome Reish Lakish said only by the Reya. All other organs, he says, the Bnei Mayan, if you shechted the Veshit, who says it's Keman de Mancha Bedikula Dome? Because we have to understand, there's a big problem. I mean, Afilu, after you cut the Kone, you shech the kone, the reye is still mechubel to the goof, the reye, not getting chiyus from the kone, but the ray is still mechuba to the goof. It's mechuba with different organs. Bekitzel, so the Ran says, and he says, this is Pshat and Rashi, the Chiddush Yaram, that Reish Lakish said the Reyes command the mancha b'dikul adami. That's it. Only the Reyes. All other organs, afilu, the veshit was cut, there's no concept to command the mancha b'dikul adami. So Mameli says that's Pshat and Rashi. That's one Nikuda. Now, I'd like to mention the Ha'orev, which is a Tamiya Rapse on the Sugya. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Reish Lakish created a problem. By Ayid Baruch Hashem, we have a trufa to the problem, and by God, we don't have a trufa. Reish Lakish was machadish. There's a concept, keman de manche bedikul adami. And Rashi says, what does that mean? The have kemisha hitziya mina behema by the mafacha. It's like it's detached. That's command the man. It's detached. But so the Chiddush Yaram says, he only said this by the Rei. But the Rei is detached. No, so the Rei is detached and the behema is still alive. So teve mina chai. So by a yi, skate man nishton, that the behema is alive. Because the Shrita is Matad Yisrael v'menachai. Fragment the G'doyli Achayinim it's Pillei Ploim. When does the Reye get detached? As soon as he shechts the Kone. When he shechted the Kone, is the Behema geshechten? No, you have to shecht to Samana. So why is the Eid allowed to eat the Reye? Amore de Kikashe, why is the Eid allowed to eat the Reye? Reish Lakish said that the Rei becomes detached from the Kone. Al Yidei Shchita Sa Kone. So it's detached, with the Shchita becomes detached. But the Shchita of one Simen, of the Kone, is not Matzah Yisrael Minachai. So you only cut one Simen. So how is a Yid allowed to eat the Rei? Apella de Kikashe. This is Apella de Kikashe that the Gdoile Achreinim ask. I'd like to mention two terutzim on this kasha. There's one that the Rosh Yosef says a teret, shamerdik a teret, and l'cheire, this merdik a napke minis. The Rosh Yosef says, we have a concept that by an oif, one simen is matter. One simen is matter, the shrit of one simen is matter. Zok the Heilike Reish Yosef that the Shchitas Hakone is Matar the Reye. It's like an oif. I mean, the whole Beheime is, you need two Simonim. But the Reye, that the whole Chiyas of the Reye is dependent on the Kone. You shecht one Simon, so that's the Shchit of the Reye. The Reye is ein Geschochten, so the male is not even Minachai anymore. That's what the Reish Yosef wants to say. And L'chayre, according to the Reish Yosef, Zomaredm L'maise, the Reish Yosef, according to the Reish Yosef, L'chayre, the halacha should be, if a person shechs the kone, so the shechita was matar the reye, so now, before he shechs the veshet, the person will go and take out the reye, he wants to take it out now. So L'chayre should be mutar, it's geshochten already. L'chayre, according to the Reish Yosef, it should be like this. There's a Miradik Aloshan, a Rashba and a Meiri. The Rashba says, less din, the less dayin. If he takes out the Reye, it's Icharosa. After he shechted the Kone, he'll take out the Reye, it's Icharosa. As is it the Rashba. About Kaponim, we have to, maybe later we'll speak a little bit about the Rashba. But Al Kaponim, according to the Reish Yosef, L'chayr Al Pi Cheshbin, it should be Mut. The Chelkas Yoyev wants to say for emphasis kasha. And I'd like to read over a chelik of the lashon of the Chelkas Yoyev. Zut the Chelkas Yoyev azay. Ein kavonas hashas שהרי ינעשה תלושה ומופרדס מן הבהמה. Don't say, כמונח ודיקול אותם, it's in ganzen separated from the behemah. Don't take this literally. Rakim mechuberes legamri. It's attached to the behemah. It's the ray is attached with other pipes, with different, it's attached with different organs. It's mechuber to the behemah. Rak koyach shekoyach hachius yotza mimeno. The chius that the ray derives through the kone, that chius is taken away from the ray. The ray doesn't have any chiyus anymore, but it's still a chelik of the behemah. Ve'ein lo oid shum chiyus mehabehemah. It doesn't have any chiyus from the behemah. And so that was the chiddush of Rish Lakish. If it doesn't derive any chiyus from the behemah, so a nekev in the ray will not be matter of the behemah, because Al Koponim, there is no, even though it's Mechuba to the Baim, but Al Koponim, it will not be Matrim to Baim. Zok the Chelka Sheyevait, Vikivin She'ein Lo Shum Chiyus, it doesn't have any Chiyus. Karinon Bey, Loisoichel HaNefesh Im HaBoso, Vahainu She'achiyus Nilkach V'yotso Min HaBoso. That means he says this is pshat loisoichel hanefesh im haboso. Means the iser haboso minachai, or even minachai. The iser is that if you had boso that had nefesh, that had chiyus, and the chiyus was taken away from this boso, that means let's say I push the iser haboso minachai, I cut off a piece of a boso from the vein. So this boso had nefesh in it. The animal still has nefesh in it, and now nefesh was taken away from the boso. That's called boso minachai. Boso that had nefesh, and nefesh was taken away from that boso. That's the isar of boso minachai, even minachai. So he says, so that is what we're speaking about over here. We're speaking about over here that when the kone was geshochten, so the chiyus was taken away from the reyes. So the reyes is called bosom in a chai. That means it was a chelik of a dover chai, and the chiyus was taken away from it. So that's called bosom in a chai. Fine. That's some of it's bosom in a chai. That's this. Now, so fine. So now the shaila is, how does it become mutter for a yid? How does it become mutter for a yid? So he says, Avo, kiven shebeheime shleima. Ramai said, the beheime is not gam. I mean, the rei is not mechuba. Don't imagine for 1 minute that the beheime, that the rei is not, it's still a chelik of the beheime. It lost its chiyus. Mutter lechel hareye mitam kol babheime teichelo. A moiradik is ach. There's a gemara later. There's a Gemara, Rabbi Yankov also mentions this for it. Kol ba'beim etachel zamur adikazach. The halacha is that what happens if a behema was muberes, and Duba's dead, and I shech the behema. So the din is I'm allowed to eat the dead Duba. There's a posik, kol ba'beim etachel. The shechita is matter. Kol b'beheime, whatever's in the beheime is mutter. Kol b'beheime is teichelo. So memele, so the way he learns pshat, so it comes out that the heter of the reya, when does the reya become mutter? The reya doesn't become mutter when you shech the kone. When you shech the kone, it's not mutter. There's no shechita, there's nothing. He became an eva min achai, became bosom min achai when you shech the kone. But it didn't become mutter yet. That's why you did it. But when you're going to shech the veshit, so you made a maisa shchita, a complete maisa shchita, so there's a heter, koil asher b'beimo teichelu. The shchita is matter, whatever's in the behemah, so it's matter the rei also. That's a heter of shchita. That's a heter of shchita. Ma she'enkein,
A goy doesn't have a heter of shchita, so the maise is a finish, so. So became neser als bosom in a chai as soon as he shechted the kone. And later, a goy doesn't have a heter of shchita. Aber ich so, jetzt so mit der Ewe mit der Chai, der Schritos, das Lecheire Hila ins Pshat, that the Schritte is matter the Issa, als Kol Asher Bapheima Techeil. So according to the Chelka Shoyev, that's Poshet, that will take out the Reye, if the Schritte is a Kone, forget about it, it's also als Bosse mit der Chai, Ewe mit der Chai. That's how he wants to say Pshat. Fine. So the kids, these are the two Mahalchim, about to understand the Gemara. So it was based on Reish Lakish. It was based on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, command the mancha bedikula, which either means it's mama separated already. So then we have to select the Reish Yosef. So the shrita of the kon is matter. Is matter the reya, or we'll say that, not that it's separated, it's a chelik of the behemoth. No, since it lost its chiyas, so it lost its chiyas, so it became now, bosom in a chai, so you need a heta of shchita to be matter at kol sheba behemoth a chelik. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Poppe, I was sitting in front of Rav Acha ben Yaakov. Rav Acha ben Yaakov said a shir. He said a shtik teire that you can't give the reye to a guy. Boy, the Imalei, I wanted to ask him, be ikemidi dil Yisrael shori oivet kechov moso. I wanted to ask him, how could it be that a yid can eat the reye and a guy can eat the reye? I wanted to ask him, Le'amrilei. But then I decided not to ask him. Hatayimakama. Hezuk tachashtik teire. I mean, I'll ask him, Ikemidi. He's saying, love this. He says, a yid has the heter of shchita. Goy doesn't have the heter of shchita. So it has to be like this. These are facts of life. So if you have the heter of shchita, that's matter the reye. If you don't have the heter of shchita, it's not matter the reye. So I should ask him, Ikemidi. I mean, so that's it, I didn't ask him. Tanya, we learned about Reise, the Leike Rav Acha ben Yaakov. Oreitze lechel mi behem ma koidem sheteitze nafsha. A person wants to take a piece of meat, koidem sheteitze nafsha. Choytech kezayis boso mi beis ha-shchite. So he takes a kezayis boso mi beis ha-shchite. Umoilcha yofe yofe, salted very well, Maidicha Yafe Yafe, Umamtin Lodge, Tate Napshoi, Vaochloi, Echad Ovid Kechovim, Vaechad Yisrael Mutalimboi. Now here it says, the Baraisa says that if a person, this is, we'll see you later, the Gemara is a very healthy piece of meat over here, if you take a mamish from the base of Shchita when the Baim is still alive, so this meat is mamish, it's mamish Laila Laila. So it says, if you want to do such a thing, so as soon as geshochten, you cut out some meat from the base hashchite, and then you menidich it, and you meleich it, and then you're allowed to eat it. Echad Yisrael, the echad akum. Now over here, let's forget about Reish Lakish. Here lemaise, the behemoth was mefarches, the behemoth is still alive. He cut off a piece of meat from the base hashchita. Now, according to Rav Acha ben Yaakov, this meat is zicher pirish from the behemoth, and the behemoth is still alive. So bishleim abayayi, there was geshochten already. So the shchita is matter the isra aveva minachai, abo basa minachai, abo bayagoy. You don't have the head. And the Baraisa says, a guy is allowed to eat it. So we see klo, not like a bacha bayak. Zog the Gemara weiter, this is a Baraisa. And the Gemara says, Messiah yolei la avidi barochen.
ואומר רבי דיברוב, ואומר רבי צורק ברשיון, הורץ שיעברי, a person wants to get healthy, חויתר כזייס בוסו מבייס שחיתו של בהימה, ומולך יופה יופה, מדיחה יופה יופה, וממתין לו, עד שתצא נפשו, אחד אוהבי כחוב, ואחד ישראל מותורם בויסו, רבי דיברובן said also the same, תוצאות הרי פן דברייסה, to רבי דיברובן, and not like אבחה ביאק. But say אבחה ביאק, he said along this, so, and we'll see in Rashi what that should take to נפשו means in a minute. זאת רשי, הווי יסיבני קאמי דרבח, כי יום אלוהו מלסה, ואומרי לי, now I want to ask him, how could it be, יד is muta dois osa, כי, ולאומר לי, וניחמתי בעצמי, I decided not to ask, והקשייסי לי, because he gave a חשבון, he gave a reason. הרייצה לכו, משם דמלי, כדמה לקמם בסמוך, הרייצה שיעבי. מבית השחיתה, so why does he say to take on the base of Shrita Lechere? Rashi held that the healthiness is because it's still alive. You're taking a live piece of meat, and that's very healthy. So Rashi says, "Me base of Shrita Sheini Mechusa Hefshet." You don't have to make Hefshet in order to get to the meat. Yochel Lechot Loi Miyad Koidim Yitzias Hanefesh. Umamtin Lo Ashetetei Nafshet Damrina Baba Mises. There's a new Isser, Minayin Sha'osa Lecha Min HaBehema, Koidem Shetetei Nafsho, Talmud Loima Leiseich Lo Al Adom. Tapsa Posik, we learn how Leiseich Lo Al Adom, Kozman, the Behema is alive, not allowed to eat it. Not also the Isser, Eivim Minachayetz, but no, then, they said, not Eivim Minachayetz, it's Geshochen already. Echot Oivet Kechob, Lemrinem B'mise Tal Yemilse, Therefore, in order to become Ois, Eva Minachai has to die, Vav Eva Minachai Lagabai, Vayna Deloi Keravache. What the Lomdus is, Rashi doesn't tell us. So let us not get into why, according to Rashi, what the heck is. Umeidicho Yofi Yofi, Minei Shadayin, Nivol Adam, Lotzeis, Velo Yoto. That means like this. That means that as soon in the base hashchite, as soon as you shecht it, so then the dam from all over starts running out. Now, so the dam from all over entered this piece of meat that he cut off. So it entered it, niva lot says. So there was a multitude of dam that entered this piece of meat, and then it wasn't yaitze because he cut it off from the behemoth, so you have a multitude of dam. The loyot, just like to say, but the Hadreshoyse wants to say Pshat in Rashi. Reshoyse says, Nire, the high medichoi hadocha rishoyne kama. Rashi is talking about these two hadochas you make, these two hadochas you make by Meliche. First you medich it first, and then you salt it, and then you medich it again. So he says, Rashi is talking about the first adoche. The I adoche achoyne maikoma del yotza adam, ha bisho shir meliche, vi yotza kol adam. I betzli, he says, why do you think the dam didn't go out? Then Rashi says, seems all the dam is there, and he said, dain nivel adam lotzeis velo yotza. Rashi seems to be saying no dam came out. He says, by the adoche shniye, dam came out. You made melicha ready, so dam came out. You waited to see melicha. So he says, so Rashi is speaking about the hadoche rishay. Bohoche beinen hadoche yofe yofe. Now, the Gemara said that here you need a better hadoche than you need by every melicha. De lerachach haboso, the first hadoche will soften the meat, shayidei kain, nisoira hadam lotzeis beneiko. That after the bosa becomes rach, so then the dam will go out. Tekan shadayin dam merube, shechotach koidem teis nafsho, so you have to make sure that the basar becomes nischachek in order that the ribui dam that is in this chatichas basar should go up. That's how the Reish Yosef wants to say pshat in Rashi. Let us see Taisus. Melcha yofe yofe, umedicha yofe yofe. Now, Taisus understood that umedicha yofe yofe means the second adoche. The Seder, the Reish Yosef won't say Rashi is going shalike Seder. He speaks that Rashi learned, medicha is going on the first adoche. Taisus understood, he's speaking about the second Hadoch. Hodoloi itke Hadoche kamaisa. Why didn't you speak about the first Hadoch? Kegoin de challe beitavchi kedoma bepei kolaboso. So, the Gemara says later, there also, someone did not mention the first Hadoch. The Gemara says, because normally the butcher is meidiach the boso before he gives it out. So, Mamela, usually you have a Hadocha Rishoyne by the butcher already. So, Mamela, that's why you don't have to mention Hadocha Rishoyne. I think Rabbi Yankiv is Moira on Taisus. He says, that's very good. You get a piece of meat from the butcher, some stomach, the butcher was Mediach the meat. Here we're talking about, they just shechted the behemoth. This person, a nutritionist told them he should take a kezayis of the a kezayis from the base of Shechita and Mamish will do wonders. So the butcher all of a sudden is Mediach. I mean, this is a normal procedure that the butcher is Mediach this. And you want to take, wait 1 second, I have to wash it. I mean, it's not Mestava that to say in this case we have the Chalei Beitavchei that the butcher was Mediach. Okay, about Kvantais says that's the case. Inami. Mishum da airi bibsar beis ashrite. Vehutzrich lahaskir. Then Taisus says a second parrot. Taisus says, that means, and here the Chedushi Aran says pshat, that the boss of the beis ashrite is mamish, it's a lot of dam ben, it's a very bloody piece of meat, the boss of the beis ashrite. So he doesn't have to tell you that you should be midichet, that it's dam ben, that, I mean, that's poshet, that's not the, oh, it's a very bloody piece of meat. So, posh it, you're going to go and be medich. It's not necessary to mention. Period. Okay. So now, Taisvis took care about Hadoch HaRishayim. Now, Akaponim, it says over here that you need Melich and Hadoch. So Taisvis says, Ulekdeira Ayri. It's talking about that you want to cook it. Because Shitas HaTaisvis is, that if you make tzli, you don't need meliche. Tzli, the dam that is in the basal becomes, the dam that is in the basal goes out through tzli. So you don't need meliche. So Taisa says, speaking about that he wants to cook the meat, so then you have to make meliche. Inami, then Taisa says a second time, mayri litzli. It's speaking about tzli. Taisus afal gav the letzli leiboy meliche. It's talking about tzli, so why do you need meliche? And here it says milcha yofe yofe. It's talking about tzli, why do you need meliche? So Taisus says, "Afal gav the letzli leiboy meliche." Shani hoche shenechtach koydim sheteitze nafsho mi beis hashchit. Here it was cut away. So we have this cheshbon that Rashi says, Neshadayin nivol adam lotzeis v'layot. So that means this has a multitude of dam that came into this chaticha from other places in the goof. And perikets ha-tzoylan, it says, if there was a bruise on a behemoth, And that mokim of the bruise is red. There was dam that was nisaseif, the mokim of the bruise. Afalpikin, it says that tzli will help. You don't need more than tzli. But Taisva says, here, it's worse than, for Odif, it's worse than a bruise. A bruise, tzli alone will help. But over here, since it was nival, Hadam lotes v'lo yotze. That means here you have, others want to say, because here there's another cheshbin. If you have a bruise of its dam evorim, which is not called manchle pirish, is nishkefelach. But here the dam came from other places also, and you have a multitude of dam. So here tzli will not be sufficient, and you need malicha. You need malicha also. Need malicha. So for this we see that the malicha is other mitzli. But tzli will not accomplish, malicha will accomplish. Echad oivet kechovim, ve'echad Yisrael mutorim bo. Now, they said that it's muta. Now, what's the reason why is it muta? I mean, Rav Acher bar Yaakov said a cheshbin that it should be also for a goy, that a goy does not have to shrite. Mashmed the time, mishim delek immediately Yisrael shari leivet kechavim asa. So Tosfos says it would seem that the reason is that I don't say this for it. Rav Popper wanted to say it, but there's a lamdus. They have a lamdus to differentiate between. They have a lamdus to differentiate between a goy and a yid. Then I don't say me kemidi. They held it as I that it can't be that it should be muta to yid and also to a goy. Fine. V'teime the beperik arba mises parts ve'iko yefas toya. The din is that. A yefastoya, aishes yefastoya. Aishes yefastoya means that if she's an aishes ish, she's muta to a yid. An aishes yefastoya is also to a goy. An os is also to a goy and muta to a yid. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the perka b'mises porich ve'ike yefastoya, u'mishani shani oivdei kechom. The lav b'nei kibush ninu. Rochinami shani oivde kechovim. The lav b'nei shchita ninu. Kedi omalel. So Tosfos says a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin the Maise says a yefas toya is mutter to a yi because the b'nei kibush. A yefas toya is also to goy because the lav b'nei kibush. So vice versa from the Gemara klal, if there's a reason to differentiate between a yid and a goy, I don't make cheshbonis mikem midi that a goy should be oser and a yid should be mutter. I have a cheshbon. The yid is a ben kibush, and a goy is not a ben kibush. So bekitzer, Tosfos is asking Akash, and Tosfos blyped by Akash. He's going to go further with other things, but Tosfos blyped by Akash. One second. And I'd like to mention two things. Number one, I'd like to say what is pshat in the Gemara that a goy is also be yefas toya because he's lav and a kibush. A yid is mutter be yefas toya because he's a ben kibush. There's a moiridike chedushi aran in Sanhedrin, which is mamish an eye opener. The Ran says in Sanhedrin as follows. Hakusim ein zeichen elu be'elu liknois kinyin aguf zeboze. A goy cannot have a kinyin aguf in another goy. He can't have a shibud. The concept of gufoi konui, that this person belongs to me completely, a kinyin aguf is not applicable by a goy. Hakusim ein zeichen elu be'elu liknois kinyin aguf zeboze. Umishim hochi asurim biyefas toya. Dakati havi eishis kusich akusich aveiroi. Since she doesn't belong to me completely, so she's married to her husband. Avo Yisrael heim b'nei kibush. Shekoyb shemes akusim kinyin aguf. Vehim momin shelahem. V'nifkas mehem toiras ishus. Amoyre dikizach. That means that the whole concept of an Aishas Ish is that she belongs to him. If a Yid is Koina Kinyin Aguf in the Yefas Toya, so you belong to me now. So since I have a kinyan in goof, so into the yefastoy, since I have a kinyan in goof, so that is a sibe that the issues that the goy had in her becomes nifka, because she belongs completely to me now. Masha'ein kain, a goy does not have a kinyan in goof, la v'nei kibush ninu. So memela, so therefore, so she's also to the goy, al eishus yefastoy, she's an eishus ish. That is the gemara. Now, so the kids of Toysis had a problem. Toysis says, there the Gemara says, a cheshbin, the white agoy is also, and a yid is mutter, and finish, I don't say mikamidi. And our Gemara works with mikamidi. The Moiradike Rishash, the one that time for Toysis Kash, he says, he says, the Gemara over there is saying, what is matara yefastoya? What is matara yefastoya is the kibush. Is the kibush mulchama? There's such a concept of kibush mulchama. So a mele, if a yid was kibush a yefas toya, the mulchama, so lamaisi, so she belongs to him, and so the ishus becomes nifka. So he says, what will be a yid will take a yefas toya, not me toich mulchama. There's no kibush mulchama. So what will be? So she'll be also to the Yid. The pshad is the kibush mulchama is makia the ishus. If a Yid won't make kibush mulchama, so she'll be also to him. A goy can't make kibush, so it's before kibush. So why should it be mutter? The Gemara says, I'm going to make a cheshbon over there. That means it's not me, ikam, me, the Yisrael shori. A Yisrael which won't make kibush is also. It's not just a pshad. Well, matter for... Forget a yid that doesn't make kibush is also also so a goy that didn't make kibush. Kibush is like a yid that didn't make kibush. Both of them didn't make kibush. So it's not me kemidi. Masha'en ken over here, he said like this. He says, here we're speaking about, for example, he says, what would be if the goy shechted it? The guy, speaking about the shayla, if the guy is allowed to eat the basal, talking about basal in achai, that the baraisa was matter to eat basal in achai, echad yisrael ve'echad akal. So he says like this, if the guy would shecht it, a guy is allowed by shechita. So then I'll say, akashi mi kemidi, when the yid shechts it, he's allowed to eat. No, he's a bosom in a chai. A goy shechts it, it's also. That's no kasha mikamidi. A goy is a la bar shchite. A yid is a bar shchite. So memele, so that's mamish like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. A goy is a la bar kibush, so he can't be matar. A yid is a bar kibush, so he could be matar. So then Tosfos be 100% right. Then it's mamish, then you don't say mikamidi. But here we're speaking about that a yid shechted it. So lemaisa a maisish, there was a maisish shechita that was matter. If there was a maisish shechita that was matter, that the Gemara says mi kemidi. So if it was matter, then it should be matter for a guy. It's no comparison to the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there is talking about that the guy didn't do what a yid did. So therefore the yefas toya is that's a timer. It can be mutter to the guy if a guy didn't make kibush. And he says, ain't a if a guy would shecht 100% or would zikr be also to a guy, because a guy didn't make shechita. But here a yid made shechita. That's how the Rishash wants to fend for Tosfos Kash. Zuk Tosfos weiter, vein lahak sheis. The Hodam apeg dal of Mises, oi vikechov mishashov as chayit. Vchein oisik peteire. So let's also say the same thing. Mikemidi, the Yisrael Shori, and Anakum is also. So Taisu says, the Bedovishu mitzvah li Yisrael Asis l'shach l'meim mikemidi the Yisrael Shori. They say, this is only by heterim. That means it's mutter. The Eivir is mutter to Yid, now mutter to God, there's a mikemidi. But if a Yid is a mitzvah, and a guy doesn't have a mitzvah, then there's no mikemidi. Vafa gavdom apilu sheshovas b'sheini b'shabas chayv. A guy that was shovas b'sheini b'shabas is also chayv. Mikol mokim, leidomi hoyo v'yesh mitzvah shvisa li Yisrael b'shabas. I think the Kamaidi is a book, what's the memechi. So, memele, a yid has a mitzvah shvise. So, in fakert, a mitzvah shvise, what a yid has. A goy is not allowed to make this mitzvah shvise. So a goy kills a nuber, he's chayv misa. Yisrael eni nerak, so let's invite him to meet him. The place says, nahi the potter, he's potter for misa, mikom okim loy shari. The meek and midi is that it should be mutter by a yid and also for a goy. If by a yid is also also, but he's not chayv misa, from the peggy, the nosh, the pligim, no, he gave him in a chayv betomek. Machlokes hanoim if there's a nisa even in a chay betomer. Rumina machlokes be Yisrael. Avo b'nei noyach tiver hako mizorim al atome to tohoir. That means that even in a chay by a goy is also betomer. Chayis bishlam el rabbon on afo gav de Yisrael musa al even in a chay betomer. Let's say mikem idi. Yikom bakom osloi mishum tomer. So again, so it's also to the Yid, not also even Menachai, but it's also all Tomei. So if you can't make a midi, the Yisrael Shori. Ashkachas li Yisrael Shori v'kachov Mos. Period. Ela Ramei Adom Adei Noi Gala b'Behem Atoira Bovaz. Ramei says the whole Yisrael even Menachai is only by Behem Atoira, not by Oitus, not by Chaye. Like this week, even Menachai, the Chaye is for Oitus, Atoira, li Yisrael Shori v'kachov Mos. So if I tell you something, I have a meek and meedy, that according to Ramea, the whole Easter of Eva Minachai is only by Behemothai. By a Chai, by a Yid, there's no Easter of Eva Minachai, and by a Goy, there's no Easter of Eva Minachai, by a Chai and Eif also. So let us say, meek and meedy, the Yisrael, Shori, and by a Goy, it's also. Michi came to Lechashin and Kivin the Sam, Haven in a Chayosal Israel, the shame of him the Chayosal Israel. And came my Pachos and Beik Abba Mises, Megazel Pachos Mishabba Pruta. The first one is saying, maybe since the shame of him in a Chayosal, so that's enough. The first one says, no, because the Mount and Hezron said, it's Megazel Pachos Mishabba Pruta, that's Mutta by Yid and is also by Yadot. So you see, the shame Gezel is not sufficient. The Tosfos says there's an isa of ein zavuach. That means it's not ein chanami by a chay and a noi, even though there's no isa even in a chay, but there's an isa of ein zavuach. Yes. The Tosfos weiter afgab David kechov moser b'mashu boser given the etzem Yisrael mitzvah ele b'kezayis bos. The Israel is a book is only by Kazayas Abosa. Now, so an Eva from a Chaya, the Bible, which says Bosa Gidim Batomic, doesn't have a Kazayas Abosa, is also to a Goy, also even Minachai, to a Yi, it's not also a Tain is a book, because you don't have a Kazayas Abosa. So, Vaita, let us say, Mi'i Kamidi. So, Taisi says, I'm a Rabbi Yechon, the Chati Shirot, I'm in a Taisa. What is it? So, an Eivim in a Chai, there is a Mashu Boso, is also to a Yid, of Chati Shir. Well, the Reish Lokish, the Omer, Chati Shir, Mutem in a Taisa. And the Mele, so then we have a problem with Miki Midi. Do me let way, how Klole, so look, man, the Omer, Hochei, Mezam, Nei, Kekom, Mabnei, Naayim. Maybe he doesn't hold of the Svara of Miki Midi, according to Reish Lokish.